Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
New York City is running out of blood. The blood bank that supplies all of the city's public hospitals and some private ones only has about a 2-day supply. Andrea Seffarelli handles donor recruitment.
Blood donors are first responders as well. And so we know blood donors have been willing to come out this last month. We just need more of them. We're very hopeful that donors will want to leave their homes and visit a donor center and help us recover. But it's, you know, the pandemic makes a whole new world for all of us.
The unprecedented shortage is mainly because of the lack of blood drives at the usual places like schools, churches, and workplaces. People can still give blood at permanent blood centers and are urged to call the New York Blood Center or the Red Cross.